Good morning and welcome to the Public Affairs Program. My name is Renee Swanson, and on the phone with me today, I have Lauren Durbin from the Lead for Performing Arts in Lincoln, Nebraska. Good morning, Lauren.
Good morning, Renee. How are you?
I am great, and I get to hear what's going on at the Lead. I get to go there soon, too. Yay!
Yes, you do. Renee will be joining us for this first show I'm going to talk about. We have an absolutely jam-packed It all kicks off with Tina, the Tina Turner musical, opening on October 8th. And Renee, you're coming to join us for this one.
I can't hardly wait. My girlfriends and I are going. We're going to have a blast.
It is actually, you are doing it right. It is a perfect girls' night out.
It is.
So Tina, the Tina Turner musical, is Tina Turner's amazing story. She had absolutely an amazing life. She overcame so many things to become, you know, she went from being little Anna Mae Bullock in rural Tennessee to the queen of rock and roll. And all of her story is told through her amazing music. So, you know, you're going to hear What's Love Got to Do with It and Proud Mary and all the hits that everybody loves.
That is so exciting. My girlfriends and I can't hardly wait. So this is so much fun. Yay.
Well, good. We can't wait to host you. So that is Tina. That's October 8th through 11th. But then so much more in October. Hamlet is coming October 17th. Now, this is Hamlet like you have never seen it before. It is a kind of dance and illusion take on the Shakespeare classic. Ooh. The designer of it does a lot of the giant sets for the Metropolitan Opera, as well as some of the Cirque du Soleil stuff.
Oh my goodness.
This is a really dramatic dance reimagining of the Shakespeare story. And that is October 17th. And then late October, October 23rd, would have been Johnny Carson's 100th birthday.
Oh, wow.
And of course, he is, you know, arguably the most famous Nebraskan from Norfolk and a graduate of the university. And, you know, half the buildings on campus are named after Carson at this point. So we are celebrating in a big way. Carson Tonight is on October 23rd. And this is a recreation of the magic of The Tonight Show. It is all kinds of vintage clips from The Tonight Show to introduce artists who appeared live on The Tonight Show, and they will be live on the Lead Center stage. People like magician Lance Burton and singer Marilyn May and comedians, and it's all hosted by Pat Hazel, who was an original writer of Seinfeld. And the full UNL Jazz Orchestra will be standing in for The Tonight Show band playing from their original charts. And it is just going to be a wonderful celebration of the legacy of Johnny Carson and The Tonight Show.
Oh, that is going to be fabulous. Tell us again when that is.
That is Thursday, October 23rd.
October
23rd. And I should mention, you heard me say Marilyn May was one of the performers who'll be part of that. She holds the record for the most performances on The Tonight Show by a musician.
Yeah.
She sang on The Tonight Show more than 75 times over the 30 years Johnny hosted, and she will be doing a cabaret of her own in the Carson Theater, appropriately, the evening before, so that's October 22nd.
Fantastic! Oh my gosh, this sounds like so much fun. How do we get tickets?
LeadCenter.org, LeadCenter.org, or of course you can always call the box office. They're 402-472-4747.
Perfect. What else do you have coming up in October?
Still in October. We're not even to the end of the month yet. October 28th, we have the Moana Live to Film Concert. Now, this is something new we've been doing over the last couple of years, these Live to Film Concerts, which is a full screening of the movie Moana on our giant Lead Center screen. But the full soundtrack is played live by musicians on stage. So this is Hollywood studio musicians, and for this particular movie, Polynesian rhythm masters and vocalists, and they will live perform all the music from the movie along with the full screening of it. And given that it is only a few nights before Halloween, we are expecting lots of little Disney princes and princesses in costumes to be attending this one as well.
Oh, send me pictures. You know, I love the littles at Halloween. I love that. Oh,
absolutely. That one's October 28th. And then we kick off November with the return of the legendary Wynton Marsalis leading his Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra. Truly an iconic jazz musician. He has been part of several anniversary seasons at the Lead Center, really part of the Lead Center's history, and we can't wait to welcome Wynton Marsalis back to the Lead Center stage in November.
What a talent. That would be a lot of fun. Talk about a date night, too. I would love that.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And of course, you can get all the information on these. I'm not even telling you about every one of the shows because there's so many. That's all at leadcenter.org.
All right. Well, let's get over there and check that out, listeners. Lauren, I want to thank you for talking to me this morning and telling us what's going on at the Lead for the month of October, leading into November even. A lot of stuff happening at the Lead. I love it.
We can't wait to welcome you and so many others. Come on down. It's not a long drive.
No.
Down I-80 to Lincoln. It's a quick little jaunt, and it's worth it. We hope you'll come visit us.
Absolutely. I'm so excited. I can't wait to see it. And just, it's going to be a great girls' night. So, Lauren, I want to thank you for being on the Public Affairs program. And to our listeners, thank you for tuning in. Have a great rest of your day.